This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Hello everyone, this is Archana Jarrett tuning in with Sherm Radio. Welcome to our special series on Together Forward at Work. One of the biggest barriers to equality and inclusion can be the entry point. If we are recruiting talent to the organization and bringing our biases to that activity, by doing so, we are doing a big disservice to ourselves and to our organizations. We are ensuring that we are not bringing in diversity of talent, ideas, thoughts, experience, and so much more. So today's episode is all about breaking the shackles of hiring bias and instead hiring for growth by eliminating bias. To discuss just this, I have with me Deepak Joseph, Head of Marketing at Indeed India. Deepak, welcome to Sherm Radio.
Thank you, Archana. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about this very important topic. I'm happy to be here and I'm hopeful that this session can have an impact in terms of how companies perceive diversity hiring and how they go about doing it.
Yeah, this is a topic very close to my heart too, Deepak. So I'm really looking forward to this conversation. To begin with, let me ask you, hiring bias is there. So how does it impact businesses? Any insights that you can share from indeed several studies in this area, particularly in India?
Sure. So I'll try and just use some, you know, information that we know over the last few years by observing a lot of companies in terms of the most obvious benefits of, you know, having a diverse workforce. And one of the most obvious benefits is that you have the ability as a company to actually see the full picture. And that is most important, right? So there might be companies who might succeed in the short term in the Western world, in the Silicon Valley, for example. Though people knew a lot about this, there exists this thing called the bro culture. And as a consequence of this, there are some extremely large companies that have actually toppled because of the fact that they've not been able, while they were doing very well in the short term, they missed the bus in terms of identifying certain internal cultural practices that actually brought the entire company down at almost. So I think if I have to summarize in one big benefit to begin with, it's the ability for a company and the managers and the employees and everybody working, not just, you know, at the high, you know, big level, but for every manager to have the ability and the resources to tap into different mindsets, different perspectives, be it gender, be it ethnicity, be it preferences, be it, you know, a lot of other, to bring a lot of color to the decision-making process, it just reduces the chances of failure, increases tremendously the opportunity for a company to innovate. So I think that is, you know, one of the biggest benefits, the ability to just see, you know, the big picture. That's one. The second part of it is also in terms of making it easier for people to solve problems. So for example, if I'm trying to figure out as a marketing person, you know, is this something that will appeal to the labor force in India as a marketing communication? And if I have a team which is only, you know, only male driven, for example, I will never be able to get a perspective, a true perspective from my team on what will half of India think on the communication that we're putting out. And you know, this might seem simple, but it actually happens in a lot of organizations. You know, so luckily we have a lot of organizations who are now, for example, in the female product categories, who make sure that they have maybe higher representation. So I would say maybe these are the two biggest benefits. It's not just you know something that's good to talk about, but it generally helps companies succeed better.
And do you see India, you know, how does that fare against other countries when it comes to biases in hiring?
I mean, the one data point which is readily available for us to look at is in this one form of diversity that we talk, although there are lots of forms of diversity, the one which is most talked about is the gender diversity, right? Now, if you look at gender diversity, Canada leads the world. They have close to, you know, one in two employees is you know, a male, female. So that's about 50%, 47 to be precise. US is at 46%. And globally, that number is at 39%. India, unfortunately, today is at around 22%. So we still have a long way to go just from that one point of view in terms of making Indian workplaces more easier for women to enter from that point of view. And also from a point of view of other specially able people. I think India still has a lot to do in terms of working with diverse sets of people. there are companies who are doing really well in terms of working with artisans, in terms of working from people in villages. So it is definitely heartening to see. One example I can give is Costa Coffee. Earlier, they used to hire people who had challenges in terms of, you know, either listening or talking. And they said, okay, you know, they can still do very well in their retail outlets. And that was a great business model for them. A lot of people genuinely saw the value and the merit of doing this. So there is there's a lot of work that's happening in India, but I think we still have a long way to go.
Very true. In fact, I've been to Costa several times, and yeah, it was very inspiring to see that practice. Yes. People say that technology can be a solution to reducing, if not eliminating, biases in hiring. But there are several experts that also say that, you know, biases of the coder can also creep into technology, and that becomes more dangerous because you're assuming that the technology is actually helping you be more unbiased. What's your view? Is technology a solution to reducing bias in hiring?
Yes, definitely yes. Although I think technology is just a tool that men and women can use to make their lives easier. Technology will never replace the complex human brain that we have. It is more to help us put a process to what we are trying to achieve and make that process easy, right? So, for example, we can have a discussion and say for every open role that we have, we need to be able to interview X number of people from this geography or this diverse background, you know, and I don't want to use terms like men, women, because diversity is much more than that. But we can come up, every company can come up with, okay, what is the diversity that they wish to achieve based on their business need, and not just for the sake of achieving diversity. And that's another very important point. Now, once they do that, they can use simple technology to see and measure if their managers are doing this. So right from sourcing, are they sourcing a diverse set of talent as opposed to just, you know, interviewing the same 10 people from the same colleges? So I think technology definitely can help us. It will never replace the human decision-making process in terms of the empathy, the logic, and a lot of complex things that goes on into our brains. Technology definitely can be used to make it easier and to measure the progress.
So Deepak, we'll carry on this conversation. It's time for a very short break. And everyone, you're listening to Sherm Radio.
Thank you, Archana.
You are listening to Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India, Inc.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm in conversation with Deepak Joseph, Head of Marketing at Indeed India. Deepak, we're talking about, you know, eliminating bias in our recruitment processes. One of the segments of community that, you know, we touched upon earlier that I wanted to dive into a little bit more is the specially abled. You know, unfortunately, even today, only 27% of people, in this segment are actually employed in corporate India. How can we change this?
Yeah, I mean, I think in my head, hiring specially abled people should be done because there is a attached business benefit to it. So I think some companies make the mistake of doing this as, you know, part of CSR or part of some other initiative. In my opinion, I think that might not be a long-term solution. But if a company is really able to build a business model around these specially able abilities of people, then it is a recipe for success. And I think that's where a lot of companies really need to work in terms of how do you really identify these special abilities of a person. Like, it's easy to call that term, but there is a real deep meaning to that. And I can give you an example from my personal life. When I started my career, I was working with an advertisement company called J. Walter Thompson. And one of my colleagues actually had lost a leg in an accident, and he had a full prosthetic leg. And we would work together, and every time there was a very tough day at work, he would still be up on his feet, running about, doing a lot of work. And in an advertising agency, you're working pretty late, you're doing events. And the whole team, if, you know, would just look at him and say, you know, this person is leading from example. And if I had a bad day, I would just go up to him, speak to him. So the value that this employee brought on board in terms of a true walking motivational leader by example and sitting in front of all of us was immeasurable. Now, how do you put this on a resume and say, this is the value that I bring? It might be hard for him to do that. But that company realized that this is the benefit of having this specially able person on the team. And I can tell you honestly, anything in an offsite, client meetings, there was a certain perspective of life that he had that no one else can bring to. And this is just one of the examples I can give. I'm sure that there are many more examples that business leaders can, you know, think about. The challenge is it's not as obvious as, you know, what are the benefits of having someone who's good at coding. So because it's not so obvious, it requires business leaders to take the time to think about it if they want their organizations to truly succeed. How can I really use the diverse skill set of all these specially able people to add to the bottom line and to the, you know, top line? And that's most important.
And also give them the right kind of, you know, unfortunately, many of, you know, one of the big gaps in India is lack of infrastructure. And I think that plays a big role as well. So there 100%. Are a lot of changes, you know, mindset and physical changes that we need to do to actually enable this change, which is so important. So you talked a little bit about your previous organization. Any other organizations that have specifically impressed you with, you know, innovative practices in reducing or eliminating bias? Anything you'd like to share so that our listeners can also benefit from those practices?
I mean, I would maybe just talk about the one company that I've spent the last 4 years of my life working with, and I've learned a lot working with Indeed. I can take a few examples from our own company to begin with, and maybe, you know, try and touch upon a few other companies that are doing well. So I think one of the things I have learned at Indeed is that, you know, it's not just about paying lip service to diversity, but it's actually walking the talk in terms of senior, like the CEOs, taking the interest and the, spending the time in terms of making sure different groups at Indeed are active, voices are heard, perspectives are shared almost on a weekly or a monthly basis. So for example, at Indeed, we have different inclusion groups, and every inclusion groups, like right from the women inclusion group to the black inclusion group to, you know, other ethnicities inclusion groups, there's a lot of learning that they share with the rest of the company. And this is, there's a process to this. So there's a lot of learning that I've had in terms of, you know, what does it mean to look at it from a very different global perspective? There are also companies like Accenture, and Accenture is one of these leading companies who've been doing really well in terms of, and I think they have benefits as a consulting company to be able to bring on board a diverse thinking ability. And I think there are lots more in terms of not just these large corporate companies, but also, you know, smaller, you know, I would say there are countless examples of SMBs, mom and pop stores in India who in their own ways are helping and making it easier for people with different abilities to come on board.
That's so impressive, Deepak. And, you know, I hope it helps many of our listeners to, you know, imbibe these practices and make all our workplaces more inclusive, more equal for everyone. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Archana. Thank you very much. It's been a great pleasure to be on this show as well.
Wonderful. And thank you, listeners. You've been part of our special series on Together Forward at Work. Thanks for listening into SHRM Radio in partnership with Timber Media Podcasters. We'll be back next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Until then, stay safe.
This is SHRM Radio in partnership with Timber Media Podcasters for India, Inc.